I know that it won't surprise some of you if I tell you that each year at this time, I get calls from rabbis, from congregants, sometimes from the news media, asking me what I don't believe. But every now and then, I get a call, as I did twice this year, from people who said their rabbis wanted to know what I do believe. And I thought, what a wonderful thing to talk about. Because after all, you're here. And although rabbis sometimes hide behind the cloak of saying what Judaism says, what Judaism teaches, the truth is that, to be honest, you have the right to ask a rabbi, what do you believe? What do you think Judaism is about? And that's really what I want to speak to you about this morning. Coming off the Seder, I want to tell you what I really believe Judaism is about and what I really believe Judaism teaches, because I know that for some, what Judaism is a set of rules, and you judge your quality as a Jew by the number of rules in that set that you fulfill. And each failure to fulfill a rule is a slight demotion in your status as a Jew or as a child of God. And I think that that's entirely too static, too mechanic, even too ritualistic a picture of our tradition. And I'd like to offer you a different way to think about Judaism, or, to be perfectly honest, I'd like to offer you the way that over many, many years, in many different settings, studying with rabbis of all different types and descriptions, the way that I have come to think and to believe. And I want to start with questions. Two questions. The first question that God asks human beings, and the first question that human beings ask God. The first question that God asks human beings is, of course, Ayeka, where are you? And by the way, this has a beautiful parallel in the first question that Moses asks